Not a lot of Western movies get made anymore. Morning Edition commentator Baxter Black says he has a storyline with the makings of a short feature.
Janelle was a good mother, and when it came time to get her 6-year-old daughter a horse, she took her responsibilities seriously. Bill was a local horse trainer there in southeastern Oklahoma, and to sustain his occupation, he dabbled in other sources of income, kept a few sheep, and he'd procured a llama as a guard dog. Tony, the llama, was an intact male and was very protective of his territory. Well, Bill told Janelle he had a dandy kid's horse. She could come by any time and take a look. Well, she went by that afternoon, but Bill was gone. No big deal. She'd walk down and take a look. She peered down the hill past the corrals and saw horsetails swishing in the old loafing shed. She started across the pasture only to be met by Tony, who challenged her. According to Bill, Tony had a particularly nasty habit of attacking intruders from behind. He'd rear straight up and jump on the back or the shoulders of the interloper. It worked good on coyotes and on Bill once or twice. Janelle called Tony's bluff and just shooed him away. She knew her way around critters. She slipped on down to the corral behind the barn, and just as she opened the gate, Tony struck again. As she recounted the story later, she had heard nothing. He was silent and stinky. Tony reared, leaping forward, and embraced Janelle from behind. The rock couldn't have done it any better. He flattened her face down in the powdery corral. The accumulation of years of recycled horse, sheep, and llama fodder. Glasses fell, flip-flops flew, colorful epithets filled the air. Tony had her down and was pummeling her with his knees. He was relentless in his attack. In a desperate move, Janelle executed what is now called the two-handed llama reverse. She reached behind her, caught his halter in her grasp, and with the strength of Hulk Hogan, flipped Tony over her head and onto his back. Whoom! He landed and billowed dust like a moonlander. She rose and dealt him a resounding barefooted boot in the buttock. He trotted off, cowed. Well, it was quite an afternoon and stimulated lots of good-natured ribbing in the neighborhood. She eventually bought the horse, and her daughter's happy. And as for the story, I am told by Bill that HBO has tendered her an offer to make the movie, but Janelle has declined. She and Tony have already signed with the World Wrestling Federation.
The comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal veterinarian Baxter Black, who will be reporting on the 20th anniversary of the National Cowboy Poetry Gathering, which begins Saturday in Elko, Nevada. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.